Science falsely so-called, November 11th. Watch out for the snares. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings, and oppositions of science falsely so-called. Human knowledge of both material and spiritual things is partial and imperfect, therefore many are unable to harmonize their views of science with scripture statements. Many accept mere theories and speculations as scientific facts, and they think that God's word is to be tested by the teachings of science falsely so-called. Men have endeavored to be wiser than their Creator. Human philosophy has attempted to search out and explain mysteries which will never be revealed, through the eternal ages. To many, scientific research has become a curse. God has permitted a flood of light to be poured upon the world in discoveries in science and art, but even the greatest minds, if not guided by the Word of God in their research, become bewildered in their attempts to investigate the relations of science and revelation. God is the foundation of everything. All true science is in harmony with His works, all true education leads to obedience to His government. Science opens new wonders to our view. She soars high, and explores new depths, but she brings nothing from her research that conflicts with divine revelation. God is the author of science. Rightly understood, science and the written word agree, and each sheds light on the other. Together they lead us to God, by teaching us something of the wise and beneficent laws through which He works. A knowledge of true science is power. But while the knowledge of science is power, the knowledge that Jesus came in person to impart is still greater power. The science of salvation is the most important science to be learned in the preparatory school of earth. The wisdom of Solomon is desirable, but the wisdom of Christ is far more desirable and more essential.